We're not on the same boat as everyone else. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 182. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. And I'm Steve Webb, your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. In today's reading, we're going to complete the book of Philippians with a reading of chapters 3 and 4. And to find out what Bible translation I'm using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 182, or check your podcast app. I'm going to do something a little bit different this week. Since Christmas is only a few days away, after the reading and my comments, I thought it would be fun to play a Christmas song. Of course, each song that I play this week will be cleared for podcast play, or pod safe, as we used to say back in the day. They still use that word? I don't know. The song today will be Mark Lowry's Mary, Did You Know? All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we go into this Christmas week, I pray, God, that you would just really help us to remember as we go through the week what Christmas is all about. This is going to be a bit of a different Christmas for most of us this year, and I just pray, God, that as we keep the birth of Jesus in mind, having a different Christmas just might be a great blessing for all of us. And as we open your word today, I pray again that you would touch our hearts and that you would teach us how we can apply it to our lives today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin, shall we?
Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write this again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, the ones who worship by the Spirit of God, exult in Christ Jesus, and do not rely on human credentials, though mine too are significant. If someone thinks he has good reasons to put confidence in human credentials, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day from the people of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. I lived according to the law as a Pharisee. In my zeal for God, I persecuted the church. According to the righteousness stipulated in the law, I was blameless. But these assets I have come to regard as liabilities because of Christ. More than that, I now regard all things as liabilities compared to the far greater value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Indeed, I regard them as dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not because I have my own righteousness derived from the law, but because I have the righteousness that comes by way of Christ's faithfulness, a righteousness from God that is, in fact, based on Christ's faithfulness. My aim is to know Him, to experience the power of His resurrection, to share in His sufferings, and to be like Him in His death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this, that is, I have not already been perfected, but I strive to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have attained this. Instead, I am single-minded, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching out for the things that are ahead, with this goal in mind. I strive toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let those of us who are perfect embrace this point of view. If you think otherwise, God will reveal to you the error of your ways. Nevertheless, let us live up to the standard that we have already attained. Be imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and watch carefully those who are living this way, just as you have us as an example. For many live, about whom I have often told you, and now with tears I tell you that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly. They exult in their shame, and they think about earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we also await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform these humble bodies of ours into the likeness of His glorious body by means of that power by which He is able to subject all things to Himself. Philippians chapter 4. So then, my brothers and sisters, dear friends whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, Stand in the Lord in this way, my dear friends. I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I say also to you, true companion, help them. They have struggled together in the gospel ministry along with me and Clement and my other co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let everyone see your gentleness. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And what you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these things. And the God of peace will be with you. I have great joy in the Lord, because now at last you have again expressed your concern for me. Now I know you were concerned before, but had no opportunity to do anything. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content in any circumstance. I have experienced times of need and times of abundance. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment, whether I go satisfied or hungry, have plenty or nothing. I am able to do all things through the one who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you did well to share with me in my trouble. And as you Philippians know, at the beginning of my gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in this matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, on more than one occasion, you sent something for my need. I do not say this because I am seeking a gift. Rather, I seek the credit that abounds to your account, for I have received everything, and I have plenty. I have all I need because I received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, very pleasing to God. And my God will supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. May glory be given to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Give greetings to all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers with me here send greetings. All the saints greet you, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Beloved, I'm not sure you've noticed, but there's a lot of anxiety and angst in the world right now. Were you aware that we live in troubled times? Yeah, of course you were. And so is pretty much everybody else. But for those of us who call Jesus Lord, we're not in the same boat as everyone else. Listen to this. The Apostle Paul lived in troubled times too, and he bore the scars to prove it. But through it all, he was led by the Holy Spirit to write these words in chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Beloved, the fact that there are problems in the world is not new. We live in a fallen world that is suffering the effects of sin. It was true in Paul's time, and it's certainly true in our time. But we are called to take our concerns to God in prayer and leave them in His more than capable hands. And then we're to stop focusing on the bad and look for the good. How can we, with any degree of authenticity, share the good news of Jesus if we are constantly stressed out about the troubles of the world? If our life doesn't radiate the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, why should anyone choose to follow Christ? How can we say, follow Jesus, be like me? If you find yourself getting worked up about what's going on in the world today, stop listening to the news. Quit arguing on social media. Having problems in the world is not new, and your getting all worked up about them will not change them. As a student of the Bible, you should know that problems will be a part of man's existence until the Lord returns. Do you want to help your fellow man?
you can make an eternal difference in the lives of men and women by introducing them to the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Only He can sort out the problems in the world, and only those whose faith is in Him will experience the peace that every person seeks. Our time on earth is short. Eternity is forever, and it awaits us all. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize that Jesus bought for those who choose to follow Him. As always, I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com.
I'd love to sit down with Mary. I want to know some things. Won't be able to ask her those questions till I get to heaven, but I did write a few of them down a few years ago. And on the Gaither bus one weekend, I handed this lyric to Buddy Green, and he called me on Monday and sang this to me over the phone. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will speak, the praises of the Lamb.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great
was Mark Lowry with one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs, Mary, Did You Know? I interviewed Mark on the LifeSpring Show way back in August of 2006. If you'd like to hear that interview, it's still available, as are nearly every episode I've ever done. You can find the interview with Mark at mark.lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Leviticus 10 through 12. If you find this show valuable, please pray about helping to support it. And by the way, a donation would be a great Christmas gift to lifespringmedia.com. You can do that at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Bye.